You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-host Natalie.
And Chloe.
So what have you been up to this week, Chloe?
Not much. I guess we saw Paper Towns a few days back.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie.
Really awesome soundtrack. A lot of I would call synth pop electronic-ish music, which I really like. And, you know, there's a couple of good trailers as well that we saw. I wasn't planning on seeing a Fantastic Four, the reboot movie, but the trailer looked quite explosive and interesting, so I might have to see that one. And, of course, Maze Runner, Scorched Trials. The first one was really good, so I'm hoping the second one will live up to all the expectations and hype, especially being based on a book.
Yeah, hopefully. So we're going to play the first song for you now. Do you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this one is called Confusion by White Poppy, and that's the moniker of Vancouver musician Crystal Dorval, and it's off her album Natural Phenomena. Is it her debut album?
It might be her second album.
Maybe her sophomore album. Well, the album is available for purchase online, I believe, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, it was released via Not Fun Records, so you can probably visit their website if you'd like to purchase it.
Sometimes it's in the bye. united. Goodbye and undecided.
Welcome back. So, the song you, the song you just heard was Ultraviolet by the Stiff Dillons.
And who are a legitimate band, probably
from the UK. That song was in the film Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
One of those, like,
coming of age yeah. flicks, you know.
It was released quite a little while ago
when
Aaron... He was probably still Aaron Johnson then.
Yeah.
Now he's Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I thought it was an amusing movie. Once then again, we only watched it once, but that song is still one of our favorites, so we present it to you.
Yeah, so the next song we have for you is a song by a band from England, Chelmsford, England. They are called Secret Company, and this is a track that didn't make it on their debut EP, I believe. Yeah, they have a pretty new EP out called Savior, which is really good as well. But yeah, this is one that didn't make it on their EP, but you can get a free download of it on SoundCloud. It is called Lifeline. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
This lifeline is a tightrope that I'm holding.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Shame by Windmills. Windmills is the, I would call it, I guess, indie pop, synth pop moniker of Corey Myers, who is from the Okanagan. And he is participating in the Peak Performance Project BC this year. Super catchy music. I definitely recommend checking him out. And he'll also be releasing a new album out in the fall. So stay tuned for that. What's up next?
Can you read that?
Yeah, it's a track called Someone's by The Sisterhood, who are a duo from, where are they from?
Doesn't say. Well, anyways, it's comprised of Ruby Stewart, who is actually the daughter of Rod Stewart, and Alyssa
Bonagura. I think that's... I could be pronouncing that wrong.
I came across this track on SoundCloud, and it sounded really promising. They have some tracks up on SoundCloud, on the website. I don't think they've had an official release yet, but they do have social media pages up, so if you like what you hear, definitely check out The Sisterhood.
Yeah, their website is thesisterhoodband.com.
If you call out to someone, let it be me. Star-crossed lovers, two drops in the sea. When you find those eyes, you were born to me. The wind seeks the wings, and the weight is released. Oh, let it be me. Oh, let it be me, yeah. If there's a dream that you're dreaming, I'll bring all those colors to life. Let it be me by your side. We all wanna be someone. We all want to be someone. Wanna mean something to someone. We all want to be someone.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Tune in every Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Hans von Klaus Misery Hour with your host, Marion M., as they play a sub-collection of mostly disgusting and unlistenable songs and sounds.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The track you just heard was A Flower by Girlfriends and Boyfriends.
They are a local new wave band, and they will be playing at the Hindenburg coming up very soon, Wednesday, August 5th, alongside Vows, Animal Bodies, and Weird Candle. Tickets are only $10 at the door, so if you liked what you heard, be sure to check that show out.
I forgot to mention, we'll be covering Vans Warped Tour this summer, which is like the most exciting part of the summer
for us.
For us, we go to cover the Portland date, and there's some cool acts there. I don't know, Metro Station's gonna be there, and that's totally like
circa
5 years. Circa,
no, longer than that.
Circa 7 years.
I thought we figured
ago.
It was like 2010.
Whenever Hannah Montana
or
was famous, and then her brother was famous because of Metro Station.
So, 17 yeah. Forever.
Shake
it was
it.
A jam.
Yeah, and there's some cool new acts there as well. Night Riots.
Harris.
Want to check out Night Riots.
Anyways, next song. Yes, next song. This is an interesting one. So there's a Vancouver-based musician named Greg McLeod. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, too. I say that all the time. But yeah, he released an album earlier this year. And it's a 16-track album. There's like no songs that are over 3 minutes. But what it is, so it's called MB-LP. And what it is he created all these songs, and they're all based or inspired by different Myers-Briggs personality types. So what he did is he did a lot of research. He talked to a lot of people he knew, figured out what kind of personality types they had, and then from there went on to see what kind of music they listened to. And yeah, so his entire album, they're all live looped songs, and they range in genres from rock, pop, even spoken word. So this is one track off that release, and it is called, which one are we picking here, ISFJ and bracket Angels in the Dust.
You wept as we said our vows, the earth bent, the church came down like a tent, so we went to ground all around us, fell the pillars, see, through the maze of beams and debris, took your hand and I pulled you free, down the street to the land and no one followed us. We escaped with scrapes and deep cuts, lost everyone we loved, used my shirt sleeve to stop your blood. Safe, need to head for open space, cause there'll be third and second quakes, I'll hold you while you shake. Like a nightmare come to life. Oh, lost a word but gained a why. Oh, like a nightmare come to life. Oh, lost a word but gained a why. You slept, I can't fix the mess in your head, but I can still make your bed. So we went to ground and I found us a couple pillows. We sift through rubble on the old street, sniff for trouble, keep away from tall trees, I find your little things you need. Us, we escaped with scrapes and deep cuts, lost everyone we loved, making angels in the dust. Us, we escaped with scrapes and deep cuts, lost everyone we loved, making angels in the dust.
bring me home, don't look back.
Welcome back. The song you just heard was Doomsday Dreams by Mara and the Marigolds. And that was off the Toronto-based band, I believe. It's probably fronted by
Mara.
But that was off their self-titled EP, which was released in 2013. And yeah, it's a very haunting sound. I think that's really...
I like her voice.
Yeah, it's really... I don't know. It's just a really haunting track. I like stuff like that with the instrumentals. It makes for a nice, you know, come together kind of song, right?
Yep. What's up next?
Next up is another one of my picks. This is a new track by Drums, which is a Vancouver-based... What kind of genre are they? Alternative... What else
probably
would you describe them as?
Synthy
act. Yeah, it's called Shook. It was just released
July 21st, and it is the title track off Drum's debut album, which will be available on October 2nd. So a little while to go for the entire release, but yeah.
Ever since Crushed Pleats came out, I believe that's their debut single or something. Crushed Pleats. Yeah. Last year, I thought they had a really good sound. So definitely check them out. They do play shows around Vancouver, BC. So yeah, you're Shook by Drums.
My thoughts Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Welcome back. So the track you just heard before those short messages was Lost It to Trying by Son Lux,
and off their album Lanterns.
Yeah, and that was a track that was in Paper Towns. It's so, you know, euphoric and just feel good. I don't know. It just gives you this sense of, I don't know.
What do they say? Like that infinite?
Yeah, infiniteness.
That's
yeah,
not
to be so cliche, but I heard it, I'm like, oh, this is really good. You know, I can imagine myself falling asleep to the song.
Falling asleep? That is supposed to be exciting.
Anyways, what's up next?
The next song we have for you is by Rika. Rika is a Swiss-Canadian singer-songwriter. She was born in Vancouver, and she won the Peak Performance Project in 2013, I believe. She's releasing a new album super soon called Beatitudes. But this is a track off, I believe it was her last album. The album's called Kodiak, and the song is Down in the Depths.
Down deep in just a boy and you're Cinderella. Snow White and blue jeans, I'm gonna tell you. Ever you want, I'm down.
Welcome back. So the track you just heard was Hey Princess by All Star Weekend. Oh, how I miss All Star Weekend. They were like a band that grew famous on Disney.
But then they decided they didn't really want to be Disney. And they released some more explicit music.
I wouldn't say it was explicit.
It was just not more cookie, quote-unquote cookie cutter,
Well, yeah, they broke
right?
off of Disney, I guess Disney and their label Hollywood Records. But they had some great, you know, cookie cutter pop songs. That song is probably older than
most.
2010. I don't know. When was it released?
And then they disbanded. But yeah, that's that.
We saw them at Warped Tour on their, I think, their final year before they took that like breakup hiatus, so I'll still like them a lot. I still listen to their music sometimes.
We have one more song for you, but just before then, to let you know, we have a show in 2 weeks. It will be on Thursday, August the 13th. Probably do a bit of a Warped Tour recap then, because it would have passed. But yeah, we're going to play a song by Slows. They are a 5-piece indie band from London. Taking that off their Facebook page. But I can't remember where I first heard this song. But it's super catchy. It's called Chasing Tails. It is the title track off their latest EP. So hope you enjoy. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Eat an ice cream. Eat some ice cream. Don't stay out in the sun too long.
Wise words from Chloe.
Thank you. and you struggle to think, chasing tails through the air, and you know it will keep going on, going on and on. Soaking up what's
going on. Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier.